How's it going, everyone? I'm your mysteriously, phenomenally extraterrestrial host, JC, the one and only, the great. You know, I'm just your host, JC.
And I am the stranger in the dark corner of your bedroom at night.
Ooh.
I'm also the person that the boogeyman goes to get his weed.
Ah.
I'm also the person that sells the guy that he gets his weed from crack.
Huh.
But I am also your co-host, Tim.
And guys, this is The Glitches. We're drunk. I'm just gonna put it like that. We're drunk. We've been drinking on some fucking
chocolate whiskey.
It's really good. It tastes like whiskey.
It also tastes like chocolate.
But guys, we may have a lot of stories of us getting drunk, but also there's a lot of people on Reddit getting drunk, and today's episode is going to be drunk Reddit stories. But we're going to mix in a little stuff that I kind of want to talk about because it's happening right now and it's kind of weird. Throughout all of COVID, I feel like been a lot of things that has been going on that is kind of strange. And throughout the years, it is notorious to say the government has been trying to hide extraterrestrials. Weird things of all sorts, right? I mean, like, there's literally a secret base that we assume has some weird fucking shit in it, yet it's top secret. But lately on the news, we've been hearing a lot of fucking shit about UFOs.
So, if you don't think that they have moved anything extraterrestrial from Area 51 by now, you're fucking crazy. People have known about that shit for years. Do you think that government officials would actually keep alien stuff in a place where everyone is already onto them about? They have to have moved everything by now.
See,
absolutely. Like, there's no way they're going to just keep all that shit there knowing people know about it.
I think maybe they might do small experiments and a lot of, like, survey there. Surveillance of a lot of things. I think there might be like high dollar equipment there, like fucking some advanced shit. But what is weird is the fact that after all this COVID stuff, after a lot of sketchy shit is going down, and now all of a sudden aliens are real. What the fuck is that about? Like, what could that possibly fucking be about? All of a sudden, aliens are real?
It seems to me like most of the time, whenever the government releases something, it's usually to cover something else up that's even bigger. Because they do a pretty good job at covering shit up.
I mean, yeah.
If you notice our history.
You have a big problem that's actually going on, yet they stick problems out there that really spark the mind.
Something that schools in America simply don't teach. I don't know if they teach it anywhere else. But up for like 100 years, Christopher Columbus or not, but the people that killed the fucking Indians and shit.
Well, yeah, no, that's Christopher Columbus.
But that was a conspiracy, apparently, for 100 years. People literally looked at that as
a dude who discovered
kind of
new
like
land.
When people talk about the genocide that happened in Hitler's era, the Holocaust. When people talk about the Holocaust, there's still a lot of people that don't believe in that shit, even though that is a proven historical thing.
See, how do you not believe in, like, the thing of the Holocaust? That's crazy. Like, that shit that actually fucking happened. But when it came to Christopher Columbus, yeah, they hid that shit a lot because Christopher Columbus wasn't even the first person to discover that part of land. It was the Vikings.
But my point is, for so long they hid that shit. But now, when we look back onto that, it doesn't seem really that bad because it's a part of our history. Because it had been so long, like, since that happened, it didn't really seem like such a fucking tragic event anymore.
But what fucks with me is, why is there even a fucking point to cover anything up? Like, is it just to make America look so fucking great? I mean, we live in America. We know how it is. You don't have to fucking hide the actual facts that happen. Like, we know America pretty much sucks for the most part when it comes to a lot of things.
Simple as this. It's not. It doesn't even, like, go down to America. It's not that simple. It's the world. The world is ran by corrupt people.
But
in general.
But the main point of all of this is the fact that in Arizona... And there is a lot of different thoughts, of course. There are always going to be divided thoughts. But two things happened. One, they found a spy plane. They apparently confirmed that. Apparently.
A spy balloon.
A spy balloon. My bad.
And something, I'm sorry.
No, you go.
But something about these spy balloons. So it's something that China actually tried to use a long time ago. And apparently they were successful in using it.
Well, what they said was, what China apparently said is it wasn't a spy balloon, it was a weather balloon. We think it is a spy balloon. So there's not a whole lot of actual evidence on what it was.
Well, it's kind of crazy that at this moment we're just sort of beefing with China.
There might possibly be a World War III. We never know.
And then their giant balloon just so happens to fly all the way to America... All the way into the center of the fucking country.
Of Arizona.
Ohio. Arizona. One I'm talking about.
Oh, well,
there was a...
I don't know about that one.
The one I'm thinking about is the Chinese spy balloon that entered Ohio. Well, they shot it down.
The most recent one is in Arizona that they shot down, but then there was another thing that is undescribable. They don't know what it is. And then you hear a lot of, like, people saying, and government officials and news saying that it was a UFO. I believe in aliens. I think there has to be something out there, you know? I mean, the universe is fucking wide. It goes on forever. We know literally nothing about it for the most part. We know more about the world than we know about fucking space. We'll never know fully about space unless we can somehow travel through it.
So,
but there's shit out there.
Space isn't something that is linear. It's non-linear. Meaning that we have... So space can be linear and non-linear at the same time. Meaning that we don't know exactly what shape it is. Because for as far as we know, we can see all the way until the end of the universe, right? With the fucking new James Webb telescope, we can see so fucking far. But what if... The universe is linear, and it actually has a defined shape to it. Therefore, say we're looking this way, and then say suddenly the universe curves off this way, we would be seeing the wall, pretty much, of when it curves off. Meaning that, as far as we know, that space is like, I think they said like 12.3 billion light years across from us. But what if it's just 12.3 billion light years to that point, and that's just point A, when there's point A, B, C, D, and it keeps going infinitely pretty much, and we're just seeing one little fucking molecule pretty much of what the universe actually is.
Here's what I'm wondering. So we talk about alien conspiracies and whether aliens are real or not. When you look on Earth and you think, is there aliens on Earth? Do we have extraterrestrials among the human race? So, hold on. When we think about that, look at someone like Mark Zuckerberg. When you look into that man's eyes, have you seen recent pictures of him or anything?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when you look into Mark Zuckerberg's eyes, what do you see?
Fucking no soul. It doesn't look like he has a soul.
It's as if he is literally a skin. Like, something pulled his skin around something else and is just walking in that skin. does that fuck you up a little bit? Like, does it...
If I somehow found out that that was a reality, like, that's something that's actually legit, and there's proof behind that being legit, yeah, it would very much unsettle me. But it's terrifying to think of, literally, your closest friend, a person that you see as your best friend, pretty much, could just be a skin suit, and you would never even know.
See, when I think about that, I look at someone like, you know, you and other people, you know, there's certain actions and certain movements that you make that make you look human. But then, there are people like Mark Zuckerberg, fucking Elon Musk, like, shit like that, and they move in ways that are weird. They talk in ways that are just not, like, normal. More of like a... something trying to be human, trying to make human jokes and everything, and it just comes out weird. It comes out off-putting.
So something that a lot of people have, like, thought about, and there's apparently, like, videos and shit. I've watched the videos on it, but you never know what's fucking modified these days, so I don't know what's legit. If I see it in real life, I would be like, yeah, that's fucking legit.
It's just there's pictures of them throughout, like, time, too.
So there's, like, videos of people with reptilian features, pretty much. Who, like, you know how reptiles have, like, two eyelids?
Mm-hmm. Like, one will close and the other will close, like, right after it.
So, there's videos of people, like, famous people, it'll show, like, a protective lens go over their eye, which is what reptiles have, and then their actual eyelid will go over it, and sometimes their eye color will change or something like that.
See, there was
and this... it's like, you never know what's legit.
There was this documentary about reptilian people. It was on YouTube for a while. I haven't watched it in a long time, but it was this dude who was interviewing this chick, and when she would blink, it would look like she was a reptile. I never knew if it was actually true or not, because I can't say that reptilian people aren't real, because I sort of believe in things like Bigfoot and fucking, like, little gnome creatures and a god of some sort, alien shit like that. I believe they could be out there. Like, we don't know. The world is too weird to just completely scratch it off and say, no, that's not real.
See, there's a lot of things that I can say that I definitively believe. But there's not a lot of things that I can say definitively they exist.
Okay.
Like, for instance, I can say I believe in aliens. I've never seen an alien in my life. But facts are facts, and math is math. Mathematically... there's a higher probability of there being aliens right next to us than there not being aliens. Would that be
mathematically or scientifically?
Huh?
Would that be mathematically or scientifically, though?
Mathematically and scientifically.
Scientifically, it definitely makes sense that aliens would be real. But okay, we'll take two evil people. We'll take Donald Trump and Joe Biden. When you look in Donald Trump's eyes, you see a soul. You see an actual man. He's just a monster of a man. It is a piece of shit man who will take advantage of a child. Then you look into Joe Biden's eyes and you see no soul. Just a skin of a man who is a monster. Two different monsters that have the same position. I don't know if it's just the way they look, but it's the way he talks, the way he moves, the way he looks. It is just not human. But then you have Donald Trump, who was like a human.
You know what scene I keep thinking of for some reason in my head?
Huh.
You know in the new It movie, the first one of the new series of It? So you know whenever the chick's talking... oh, no, it's in the second one. You know when she's talking to that old lady, and the old lady turns out to be Pennywise?
Yeah.
And she goes in the kitchen, and she goes, like, she's sitting down on the couch, and she's, like, drinking tea, and behind her... you see the old lady doing weird fucking scary ass shit. That's what I picture whenever I think about someone in like a skin suit. Just like whenever you're talking to them, they seem normal, but then you turn around, they're just fucking wiggling and whatnot like a scary ass clown.
Looking behind the scenes, Joe Biden is just like fucking limbs are just twisting, but while he's talking, he's just a skinwalker.
Yeah, it's terrifying. Yeah. Literally, yeah. It's a horror movie.
But I mean, with all the conspiracies in the world, that one doesn't, honestly, it makes sense to me. Like, you can just tell when a person's human.
But the thing is, if, say that is true, where do they acquire the skin?
from an actual person.
Like, why did they hollow someone out and just steal their body?
Could it be possible? I think so.
Why could it be possible? I mean, there is such thing as parasites.
There's taxidermists and shit. And yeah, there's who knows what kind of possibilities of different alien species there are. Or so, what kind of possibilities of bacteria or parasites or fucking weren't. Like, who fucking knows?
Like, for instance, there's this one thing that I talk about a few times on a few different episodes. And it's called the most gruesome act in history, pretty much. So this guy was found out in a field. He was missing for days, and he was found out in a field. He was missing an eye. He was missing one of his nuts, like one of his kidneys, like his heart, like one of his lungs. And the thing is, his body had no blood in it whatsoever. Completely drained, and there wasn't a drop of blood anywhere near him or close to him within miles.
It just sucked out of him. Like, they put a needle in him and just sucked it out.
And these organs, they said that it would have taken surgical precision that we are not capable of, and that we won't be capable of for a very, very long time. They said it was as if his organs had been sucked out with a sucking device, not even just surgically removed. And the most fucked up thing about it is that they determined that he died from a heart attack. And they found no drugs, nothing, no anesthesia in his body. So he probably died due to severe pain, because whatever did that to him had no compassion for him as a human being whatsoever.
I mean, I feel like at a certain point they wouldn't, because they are so beyond us. They just, all they want to do is study.
So if they can do something like that, who's to say they couldn't hollow someone out perfectly and then steal their fucking suit?
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's too much just weirdness out in the world. Like, not even just creatures and shit like that, just things from other parts of the universe. We have no fucking idea, you know? And it's just, there's so many people that are on Earth that it makes you question. Like, all the things going on in the world, all the evil that goes on in the world, it just really, truly makes you fucking question, like, there's no way it's just human beings here. It's not like Earth is just occupied by human beings. It's too weird of a world. Too many things happen. All the 411 fucking stories, you know?
So,
like, the missing 411, where fucking people would just end, like, kids will end up miles and miles from the location they were trapped.
Still to this day, I will talk about it, because it is the most notorious shit.
It's the most staircase. Oh, I thought you were going to talk about Lee Strauss. That is the most credible one, in my opinion. But even the staircase done by the Rangers.
The staircase. All the staircases found in the woods, and so many stories attached to them that are true. Literally, they're true. They're verifiable, too.
See, I don't even consider staircases as a paranormal thing. I don't think it's a paranormal thing that's happening with those staircases.
No, but how do you explain when somebody goes near them stairs or goes on the stairs, someone always goes missing, someone always inevitably meets a fucking fate worse than death?
That could be...
Why is it that a person's hand was severed from their body, and then that perfect hand was found in a tree years later whenever they cut it down?
See, that to me sounds more like glitch type of phenomenons, a fucking extraterrestrial type of phenomenon. Something beyond our capability of thinking. Like, it just doesn't seem paranormal to me. When you do, like, when we've done ghost hunting and we've seen other ghost hunting shit, you never come across staircases in a paranormal way. Most things are moved, you see manifestations, but these staircases are real. They're not just manifestations, they're solid objects that you can touch.
And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you're ever hiking in the woods and you're miles and miles out there, and you just see a perfectly pristine staircase out there with no leaves on it, no dirt around it,
just walk away.
Just even just a random staircase. Doesn't really matter what it looks like.
You don't fucking need to be there.
Don't even go near it.
Who the fuck needs to walk up those?
Like, turn the fuck around and find a fucking route around it that's at least miles and miles away from it.
Like, do you really think walking up a set of staircases is worth whatever's gonna happen? Staircases suck in general. Just don't fucking do it. Walk the fuck away. But the curiosity of it, though.
That's the thing that gets everybody. They want to know, is it real? But you know what? What benefit do you gain if you find out that it's real? Literally, there's no benefit to it. Just believe it.
I think the curiosity comes from just being so upset that you don't know what is truly out there and just how fascinating it could be. But for the most part, it could be the most terrifying thing that happens to you. So that's what would keep me away from it. So, I'm the kind of person that would want to touch it. I would want to walk up there and see what's going to happen. I've done some pretty sketchy shit on our ghost hunts, but... And on the flip of the coin, like, is it worth it?
After knowing what I know now, there's no fucking way I'm ever going near a set of stairs in the woods. Ever. And I'm surprised, knowing what you know, that you would ever even attempt to go near one.
See,
I wouldn't place a finger near it.
I've been on the dark web before.
That's a whole different ball game, though. That's still people. True. That's in the realm of what we know.
When we think of the dark web and people, though, in that sort of society, do you think there is anything that could be mythical about it, as in the Illuminati, a secret society, or is it just strictly people who have so much fucking power and money that they control
the world? Oh, it's been proven. There's whole society is attached to the dark web, but that doesn't mean that they're some kind of mythical legion. It just means that they are a society on the dark web that operates through the dark web,
when
they're untraceable.
When you think of the Illuminati, you think of the dark web, and you think of celebrities who are apparently not part of this world, or who used to be part of this world and sold their soul. Who are they selling their soul to? Are they selling it to people? Are they just selling their physical form to that person? Like, hey, we control you now, and we're just profit. Is it all profit? Is there any fucking, like, other world to it? Like, what do you honestly think of the dark web? Who do you think
controls it? I think the dark web is just ran by a bunch of fucking absolutely sadistic fucks. Nothing paranormal, nothing mythic about it. I think it's just a place for fucking absolute scum pieces of shit.
So, when you think of the Illuminati, do you just think of people in cloaks, or do you think of monsters, creatures?
When I think about the Illuminati, I think about the eye in the sky. The eye that's always watching you that you can never see.
But in terms of just people and electronicals, or otherworldly things?
Well, it's been proven. We're being watched constantly through our cameras and every device that we have.
Do you think the CCSP is real?
What's that?
My bad, what is the name of it? You know it.
SCP?
Yes. Do you think that's real?
No.
Or do you think that's just truly made up?
I don't necessarily believe.
Got an alarm going off.
But anyways, I don't necessarily believe that it's real, but I do believe that it has real roots. It's definitely based upon something, dude.
You know what I think it... What, keep going.
There's been a lot of actual stories, like a lot of accounts, like shit that I read on Reddit.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Where people encountered things that were similar to what you hear, like the SCP Foundation tries to cover up.
See, when I'm thinking of something, like, you have done a lot more looking at this stuff than me, and you really went down a rabbit hole when it came to the back rooms.
The back rooms, they're making a movie about it now.
Which they should. It'd be a good fucking movie.
Can't wait.
I don't know if truly it is exactly like people write online the back room is, but I think that somewhere out there, whether it's in the universe, whether there's some part of the world, some part of the ocean, I truly think there is a way to get to a sort of back room in this world.
So what the back rooms is, it's basically whatever you consider this, simulation, we don't literally understand what we're in. We don't understand what the universe is. We can't say what it is, whether it's a simulation or what we define as a simulation. But apparently, there's ways that you can kind of noclip out of reality. And if you guys aren't familiar with game terms, noclip is kind of where you kind of phase out of the map that you're in. Like, you'll step on a spot that you're not meant to go, and you'll just go through the map.
And then you'll sort of, you know, respawn into another place.
So, consider your actual reality the front rooms. We live in the front rooms, and it's big.
In the main room.
And then, there's the back rooms, which is kind of like, if you've ever watched Stranger Things, it's like the upside down. It's the opposite of what we are in right now.
Here we go.
It's kind of like an infinitely continuing space.
You're in a game. You have the main missions. You're able to glitch the game and go to a part of the game in the Outer Bounds that you're not supposed to go to, but there is ways around it. That is what the back rooms is. You sort of glitched your way into another part. Like when you're on a fucking certain game and you're able to just scale up a wall. It's a glitch. And you go into these back rooms and there's an obstacle to get out because there are things down in that glitched out area that are not normally on Earth and they are supposedly terrifying.
And so imagine like you find yourself in a maze one day and each part of this maze, it has random shit in it. Just things that, it's a liminal space. A liminal space is a space with things that occupy it that look kind of like what's in real life. They look kind of familiar
it's
to you.
It's just more
but
demonic.
But they don't necessarily look familiar to you.
More like, insidious.
Yeah, kind of, like
more insidious, my bad.
Like, and apparently there's levels to the back rooms.
That alone terrifies me because not only do you have to deal with it once, there's multiple levels, which means you got to deal with harder and harder obstacles like a game.
And apparently there's also ways to get out because where there's a will to get in, there's also a way to get out.
Now,
the thing is, it's probably like a 0.0001% chance you're ever going to find the way out because it's so infinitely vast. You're talking about rooms the size of the universe, pretty much.
So when you think of aliens and monsters, would monsters technically be aliens? Or are they just in a category themselves as monsters?
Monsters are something that we...
Like,
it depends on what kind of alien it is. Say it's one of them gigantic homunculoid aliens that's just blood-seeking you and it's a fucking Hulk juggernaut motherfucker that's hard to put down. All it wants to do is just tear through people.
You know that...
I would consider that a monster.
You know that worm that's in Star Wars and also in High on Life, the video game?
The sandworms?
Yeah. Would you consider that a monster or an alien? That's what
well,
I'm
technically,
shit like that.
Technically, it's an alien species.
Because
that's not an actual monster. I think monster is defined as something that's transformed.
Okay.
No, what we're gonna look this up right now.
While we look that, while we have good old Tim over there in the production line, straight up looking shit up like a pro because he's the IT guy, I'm gonna talk a little bit about something. Would you even try to fight an alien, guys? Like, if you had all the ammunition in the world, are you still going to try to fight an alien? Or would you just instantly kill yourself? I think about that a lot. I think about, like, whether it's in a zombie apocalypse or an alien invasion. Like, would you want to take the time out to actually fight it and try to survive and live on in whatever world is left after that? Or would you just end it there? And if you had a family, would you do a courtesy kill on all of them and then kill yourself, or try to stay alive? I think about that scenario a lot. Like, if an apocalypse ever happened, an invasion ever happened, like, do I want to fight it? Do I want to fight through not only the aliens, but people like raiders? People that form gangs and communities and are after you? Not only are you dealing with aliens and zombies, but you're dealing with people, too. Is it really worth living through at that point? Or would you just try to live through it, experience a little bit, and then off yourself?
I'd off myself right off the rip.
Right off the rip. I think I'd want to see how some things play out, and I'd want to, like, keep a gun on me at all times with, like, a certain amount of bullets for each one of the family.
But before we get too far into this...
What is a monster
so
and alien?
I actually have the answer. An alien is something... of life. That's something that's real. That is just foreign to us, pretty much.
Which, yeah, because you
Whereas, I didn't actually even look up the definition of an alien, because this answers my question. So, a monster is an imaginary creature that is typically large, ugly, and frightening. That is the textbook definition of monster. Therefore, the sandworms would be something that's considered kind of fiction.
So it would be an alien and a monster, though, with the description, because it's foreign to us on top of big and ugly and dangerous.
No, but it also has to be imaginary.
Which I guess it would be imaginary in a way, because it's, with gigantic...
It's something that's pretty much fictional. So actually, yeah, sandworm's fictional, therefore it would be a monster.
Now, I know the definition of alien is something foreign, because you can have other cultures who are alien to us, or you have an alien object, something you just don't know about. But in the terms of science fiction, air quotes, aliens and monsters, you think of werewolves, Frankenstein's monster, vampires as monsters, and you think of aliens as fucking
monsters.
Aliens versus predators, shit like that.
Monsters typically aren't smart. Aliens typically are smart.
But then you have monsters that you hear on stuff like Missing 411, or stories that you hear on YouTube where you have, like, the Bigfoot, who is considered a monster who can fucking navigate the woods. It's not dumb.
I consider Bigfoot a mythical creature. Not necessarily a monster, because it's something that could actually exist, but we don't know if it exists. Therefore, it's kind of fiction and also not fiction at the same time, so I wouldn't classify it as a monster. Oh, it's called a cryptoid, or a crypto, whatever the fuck, you know what I'm talking about.
Well, guys, we've talked a lot about this, and before we go into our next segment, of course, we're going to do Weed of the Week, but then we have another thing for you. We have Drunk Stories of Reddit. But guys, let's sum up the story that we've been talking about, the subject that we've been talking about. Let's just sum it up to, it is really weird that the government is now acknowledging aliens. All in all, that is a weird thing. Something that was hidden for so long, for years and years and years, from the Egyptian times to modern times, it has always been a cover-up, to all of a sudden now things are just coming out. And I think it may be to the point to where people are just so aware of it that they can't cover it up anymore.
The world reminds me of that movie, Don't Look Up. That dumbass movie, dude.
But it has a Don't Look Up in Idiocracy. There's a lot of fucking shit going down in The Simpsons, and now there's Acid Rain. And World War III possibly popping out. So guys, what we're going to say while we're wrapping this up, stay safe out in the world. It's getting really fucky. I mean, you have prices are going up, aliens are being existed, acid rain is happening, COVID happened, a lot of shit's going on.
Like, there's a literal chance that you could wake up tomorrow and your city is being bombed and your family is all being beheaded. Literally, there's a chance that you could wake up to that. That's terrifying. But anyways, moving on to a lighter note.
But guys, to a lighter note, we're going to go into a Weed of the Week where we're smoking a little bit of Banana Kush. If I could get my IT person to look up on Leafy some Banana Kush and let us know the facts. Where that shit come from.
Goddamn Banana Kush.
Where's that shit come? I'll give you a terracotta pie. Yeah. You want a terracotta pie?
You ever been asking about a penguin?
You ever been...
You want to get penguin slided down the stairs?
I'm going to pay a guy to stick his dick in your ass and ride you down like a sled on stairs.
Banana pie?
Banana pie Kush. That shit up. Guys, if you have a local dispensary around you, and I hope you do, I hope you're living in one of the greatest states to sell the marijuana, I recommend you going down, asking your bud tender if they have Banana Pie Kush.
Banana Pie Kush is a sweet and flavorful strain born of two well-known parent strains, Cherry Pie and Banana Kush. One of the strain's most distinguishing features is its flavor and aroma, which is extremely reminiscent of fresh citrus and ripe bananas.
But how much THC does it have? We need to know that THC, man. How fucked we gonna get tonight, man? Seriously, man. How fucked are we gonna get? Are you on Leafy? Leafy tells you. You have to Leafy that shit.
You gotta shut the fuck up.
You don't tell me to shut the fuck up.
You gotta shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
You gotta shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Matey, can you shut the fuck up?
Shut the fuck up. With these effects and its high, its 14 to 26% average THC level, Banana Pie Kush is said to be the perfect treating conditions such as depression, chronic stress, migraines, or headaches. Chronic fatigue and nausea and appetite loss. This bud has fluffy, airy, bright neon green nugs with dark amber hairs and coasting of frosty golden amber crystal trichomes.
You see,
That was not easy to say.
I want to open up a resort. Like, I want to open up a resort that you can just fucking go to when you're coming off drugs and just, like, go through, like, a therapy kind of thing where you're sitting up on the mountain smoking and just detoxing. I have noticed when you're drinking, if you're fucking, as much as I'm not really into them, doing pills, fucking psychedelics of any sort, weed is the perfect combination. Like, a lot of, like, you hear some people who are just, like, weed and alcohol make me dizzy. But when it comes to drinking or doing anything, weed is literally the perfect thing for me. What do you not like smoking weed on, though? Is there anything?
The only thing I don't really like getting crossfaded on is, like, when I'm on, like, acid or something like that, I don't usually smoke weed with it. Even though weed goes pretty well with it, I usually just like enjoying those drugs as that drug.
I truly like every couple hours smoking a bowl. But what I don't like makes, I don't like spliffs.
Spliffs are the dumbest things to me.
It truly doesn't make sense to me. Why are you going to put tobacco in with your weed? One, it doesn't taste good. I truly don't like the effects of nicotine and weed sometimes. Like, okay, I can't say that because I'll smoke a vape, but I don't like smoking actual fucking tobacco with my weed. And I don't like those really tobacco-y fucking blunts and everything. I'm not into blunts. Blunts aren't my favorite thing. When it comes to smoking, I don't like blunts all that well. I like joints. Because you just have that paper. And you can get fucking, like, banana-flavored papers, fucking strawberry sundaes, fucking birthday cake flavors. But when it... You know what? There was actually one fucking, there was one blunt that I liked, I think. And it was a, it was like this cherry fucking blunt, I think. I can't remember what the name of it was, but there was like this cherry blunt that your brother used to get that I fucking loved at one point. I don't know if he was your brother or sister, but she used to get it a lot, or he used to get it a lot.
Cherry, the cherry zigzags, probably.
Something like that. It was the only blunt that I could actually smoke where I was like, this is fucking good.
But my favorite ones were the chocolate ones. They came out like every, like, so often, not very often at all.
I mean, they were okay. I just prefer a bowl, a bong, or a fucking joint when it comes to smoking.
I remember fucking when I very first started smoking weed finally in front of my family. Fucking, I would, like, roll a couple of blunts in the morning, like, as I was leaving with my dad and my brother and shit, and we had fucking hot box on the way to work.
Dude, I can roll the shit out of a joint. I can make, like, a cross joint. I can fucking make giant fucking joints. I can fucking roll a baseball bat of a joint. I cannot roll blunt. Cannot roll blunt. I don't ever roll them, but when it comes time and someone's like, hey, can you roll a blunt? I'm like, ah, fuck it, I'll try. Snap it every time.
It's the one thing that I'm confident in. I can roll some pearls, dude.
Dude, at a party, dude, we rolled a massive, like, I wasn't helping with the process. Tim fucking did, like, all of it. I just held it. But, dude, he rolled a massive, like, this thing was long, and it wasn't the thickest blunt, but that thing was fucking, like, it took at least 5 people to hold it.
It took me, like, 30 minutes to roll it.
But the blunt kind of, it didn't work out like we expected. The most impressive thing was the joint. That long-ass fucking joint, that thick-ass fucking thing of a joint, dude, that was, this thing was like a baseball bat, and it fucking rolled that, dude, we smoked it, finally got down to the end of it, then they brought out more fucking weed to smoke on that party, and that was a good fucking night.
That was a night, my cousin brought like 6 strands of Kush, some fucking Chronic.
Not just that, there was another dude that popped up and had this mason jar full of fucking weed. And I was just sitting down talking to this dude while you were fucking out by the fire playing beer pong. This dude was like, yeah, look what I fucking brought. A mason jar full of fucking weed.
That night I arm wrestled my cousin David on a beer pong table and literally broke the fucking beer pong table.
The only other time I had ever seen someone pull out a fucking mason jar of weed was when we went up to, we were back in Indiana at the time, and we fucking went to Lake Griffey, and there was this dude that we got some stuff off of, and he was in this fucking shack, and it was a cool ass fucking shack, and you could see the big ass fucking hill that you had to go down to. Outside you could see Lake Griffey, which, if I ever do go to Bloomington Lakes, it's my second favorite view. Lake Monroe is my favorite, but Lake Griffey has a nice fucking view. And this dude had fucking just on his counter 6 fucking mason jars full of different strains. Each mason jar was its own strain. And we decided we were going to go with Blue Dream, because at that point I hadn't smoked a lot of Blue Dream, and I heard an ex-friend talk about Blue Dream when he went out to Florida and smoked on the beach, and I was like, I want some Blue Dream. And it was legit. So in Indiana, I've bought Blue Dream a couple times. And for the most part, when it comes to Blue Dream, some people will have like low grade Blue Dream, or they'll have legitimate Blue Dream. So this dude had fresh fucking, still kind of damp Blue fucking Dream.
So the first time I ever smoked Blue Dream, and still to this day, I've never seen anything like it. This shit, it had a blue tint to it. Literally was fucking blue.
It was great.
And that shit rocked my world. And ever since that day, that was my favorite strain ever, dude. And it's still to this day my favorite strain.
Guys, before we go over a little bit of drunk stories from some other people who have taken drinking to a new level or have had their own experiences, there's one other story I want to talk about real quick. So, do you remember the time when we pulled up and we were buying from this guy named Mitch? And we pulled up to this fucking graveyard, and the dude rolls up in fucking sandals on a scooter. Like, this dude was just pumping away on this fucking scooter and just breaks near us.
So, he was dressed just like Gene Simmons whenever he's doing those workout videos with the fucking the pink spandex, pretty much, dude. It literally was the most...
He looked a little fruity, and I had nothing against it, but he looked a little fruity.
It was cheesy. It was amazing, dude.
And the dude is funny as fuck. But so before we did that, before we went back to the car because he was running late because the dude was on a fucking scooter, we go into the cemetery and we see Here Lies Batman. And we're like, ah, fuck, Batman died, dude. Fucking Joker got him. And we were just walking around the cemetery. It was kind of creepy as fuck because it was a cemetery that was sort of like in town but sort of out of town. I don't know. It was a really weird cemetery. It's my favorite cemetery to go to in that town. But not only did we see the Batman one, but this dude is just fucking rolling up on the scooter and had some of the best weed. So we get the weed and it's Blackberry Kush. And in my opinion, Blackberry Kush is one of my favorite Kushes. I truly like black. That shit fucking hits you like a brick in the face. I took one hit when we got into fucking Tim's driveway. Took one fucking hit and was like, I cannot smoke anymore unless you go get me a fucking Pepsi, dude. Some of the best fucking Blackberry Kush I've ever had.
Dude.
Fresh as fuck.
One more.
We hot boxed that whole entire shagwag.
So that night, that was also the same night that we brought like the other half of that weed to our friend's house, and he claimed that he knew how to make pot brownies and shit, and then he just dumps like a bunch of like nugs and shit, and he just dumps the nugs straight into like the batter pretty much.
And that, just back in that time, it wasn't like we could just get weed all the time, so we kind of trusted him. Was like, this is literally the last bit of shit we have. And this is some good fucking weed. Like, do you know how to do it? Yeah, I know how to do it. I can fucking do it. Dumps it in there. Doesn't make the butt or anything. Just dumps it straight into the fucking batter. And then puts it into the oven. Shit did not work. Did not work. Whatsoever. Worst brownie I've ever had.
No, they tasted pretty good.
They tasted good, but it didn't do shit.
No, they didn't.
That was the one time I actually ate brownies and was like, yeah, I literally don't feel anything. And I waited fucking 2-3 hours, nothing.
Them cookies that we ate, I'll tell you what, that motherfucker put some love in those.
Dude, we got some cookies one time and it's straight from a movie scene. Guy was like, hey, only eat half this. The one thing me and Tim always say is, you know what, maybe you should trust the guy that says that. We looked at each other, just, yeah, we know what we're doing. Ate two cookies. then proceeded to eat more cookies during the UFC fight. Me and Tim weren't together during the UFC fight, but he was like, yeah, I passed out so many times. Like, yeah, so did I. Fucking knocked me stupid.
I was hearing boing noises. It was just fucking nuts.
Let's just say...
I was the highest I've ever been off weed in my entire life.
Literally, half of those cookies was fine. But we bought 8 cookies, ate 4 each, and was fucking gone.
Like... if your local dealer tells you...
get it from a dispensary, yeah, guys.
If your dude tells you to only eat half of that cookie, you should probably take his advice.
Yeah, just eat half the cookie, see how you feel. If he's fucking around or you just feel like you can do more, then do some more. But do the recommended dose. But guys, we're going to start off one of our stories with some drunk Reddit stories. Story 1. And guys, I don't drink a whole lot, but I do like drinking sometimes. And we will do another episode, next episode, about some drunk stories. From our perspective, because we have a lot. But right now, we're going to talk about some other stories. So story 1. This one time, I got really drunk at my friend's birthday party. Shots are always fun, but never a good idea. And went to the waste room to pee. While I don't remember how exactly it happened, when I came out, the sink was broke. I feel it was broken already, and I did not notice at all because, well, the shots. And that's not even the worst bit. We were at the friend's house, so the birthday girl, pretty drunk herself, kept promising that she will personally fix the sink. It was a broken sink, but the alcohol gives us all the more confidence than is health right. So, pretty much, this chick got super fucking drunk and passed out and broke a sink. Have you ever gotten... Tim one time got super fucking drunk when he was younger and passed out in the bathroom in a tub with the water just spraying on him.
So I was like trapped in a shower pretty much, and my fucking aunt was just screaming at me, dude, and I was just blacked out at this point. Trying to get up, literally could not get out of the fucking shower. And the whole fucking time, my Aunt Sash just keeps screaming at me. Everybody in that fucking room is dying laughing. I literally was soaked in fucking cold-ass shower water. Lay down on her fucking couch. My cousin's like, hey, I put a trash can right next to you. You better not puke anywhere besides that trash can. The second you walked away, I puked everywhere. Projectile vomited across the fucking room. Exorcist style.
Don't worry, man. I'm a fucking professional.
he just walks back in. He's like, yeah, you're probably gonna want to leave like before my mom wakes up.
McGuy's story number 2. So, one time I was so drunk at a friend's that I grabbed a good friend's mom's tits. When I was a teenager, the next morning I knew something wasn't right, and that things were never the same between me and the mother again. So I guess at one time at when I was living back at my parents, we had a 4th of July party, and we had a friend named Dalton. Me and Tim had a friend named Dalton, and apparently, we think he had sex with my mom. Now, of course, we were of age. We were 18, but it's the fact that dude got so drunk, I'm pretty sure he had sex with my mom.
So, we were all, like, kind of passed out, and we woke up, and then he's miraculously just, like, laying right next to your mom in bed, just, like, looking at him, like, what the fuck?
But he was groping her.
Oh, yeah, they were in tight.
So,
they were in love that night.
I sort of have the same experience of this dude. Like, guys, when we do talk about some of our drunk stories, we have a lot. We've done a lot of fucking shit while drunk. So, story number 3. So, I went to a party with a car full of friends. We got there, started mingling, and the next thing I knew, I woke up in the woods in a sleeping bag with something like 8 beers tucked inside. Tim has a story where he literally fucking woke up cross-legged in a burn pile, drunk as shit the next morning.
Dude, there's multiple instances which I should have, in all rights, by all rights, died.
Dude, I will never forget the party when we went to the fucking graduation party in the woods, and there was just fucking people playing beer pong, beer keg stands, fucking, so, there was people fucking in the woods.
That night, like, one of our friends brought a three-way beer pong table that he made himself.
It was a pretty nice beer pong table.
So, like, literal, like, six people could play at once. It was fucking awesome, dude. That night, I was so drunk, I don't really remember anything about the night except for being in my fucking mom and dad's house at the very end of the night, like, eating yogurt and dude. Shit, and my mom was recording, but I didn't even know it. I was just like, yeah, that girl Paige, like, she good dick.
You just love some dick.
Just covered in yogurt. Just, yeah, she can get this dick right.
Dude, I will never forget fucking Josh on your fucking grandparents' fucking golf cart. Me and you in the back because we're fucking just sitting there. He's just fucking whipping through the woods getting to your fucking parents' house. Just drunk as shit. Well, he's going fucking fast, man. And we fucking get back, we look up, it looks like a fucking rock fest, just adults fucking. And now technically we're all 18, so we're all adults, but just older adults in the background. Then you got some adults just sitting at the fucking table, just fucking Drew just smashing beers in the background. Just fucking sitting by himself, just fucking 40s and everything, smashing fucking like 8 beers in 5 minutes.
The most memorable thing about that whole night is out of everybody, my cousin Drew, he was there, and he's known as this person that can drink a lot. We didn't
that
realize,
that dude got
though.
So fucking drunk that he got stabbed over 6 times and didn't feel it one time.
So, that night, he drank from the second that party started to the second it was over.
It was a little before the party started when it was getting set up.
But he was drinking all fucking night. And I walked back into the woods in the morning to check on everybody, and he was still up.
He was finishing off the rest of the beers that he didn't drink that night.
He was literally the only person that was up out of everybody, a field of broken individuals. He was just chugging beers, and fucking, he had a bottle of vodka. He was like, oh, hey, Tim, how are you? While simultaneously fucking downing a bottle. That dude could enter a tournament for most alcohol drink, and he would absolutely win.
Guys, I cannot stress this enough. When I say broken individuals, I am talking people passed out in the field, people passed out in a golf cart, people passed out on a table, drunk people who passed out fucking. There was a dude passed out under the beer pong tables. There was people passed out, like, on the fucking path to get to the woods. Like, we're talking broken human beings.
Dude, 9
waking
midgets
up puking.
Died.
What?
9 midgets died during that party.
Dude, there was a midget in a fucking tree. It was weird.
Dude, someone fucking doused a midget in gasoline and threw him in the fucking bonfire.
But it's okay, he lived to come back and kick nuts.
Yeah.
It's alright. But guys, that was, when we look into the past and like if we were to write into a book some of the greatest parties, that's in one of them. It was almost as if it was a festival going on in the woods.
Dude, there were people fucking in the treehouse, the field, the woods, in the middle of the trail, next to the trail, and poison ivy, poison oak. There was one.
The music was so fucking loud, I'm surprised, like, there wasn't the neighbor, because there's not a whole lot of neighbors, but there is a house back there that I'm surprised they didn't call the cops. We got that fire to a scary level high where I was like, it may catch the woods on fire. But it didn't. Like, it was controlled. And dude, there was a lot of shit happened, dude.
Dude, the night that I caught myself on fire was like an all-time low. So this night, I had literally drank everything under the sun at this party, bro. Every bottle had my mark on it. Like, every fucking bottle of liquor there fucking was. I was drinking it all. Like a fish, man. And by the end of the night, I was, needless to say, pretty fucking gone. And I kind of passed out for a couple hours and woke up freezing fucking cold. So I took this fucking square bell, this hay bale that was sitting next to me. And I tossed it. I tossed it into the fire. Just I'm still drunk as fuck, not thinking. I put my feet on the hay bale because I'm like, ooh, man, this feels great. Fall back asleep, wake up an hour later, and my pants are like engulfed in flames. And I'm just like, oh shit, this ain't good. Literally, oh still God, drunk dude. As fuck, could barely even move my legs.
I'm in danger, El.
The only person that saw the entire thing was Lane Yaley, and he was just laughing his ass off the whole fucking time. Dude, you want to talk about close calls?
Guys, to hear more about our drunk stories, you're going to have to tune in to our next episode. This is all we have for you guys. There's conspiracies. All I have to say is there's conspiracies around us right now that may actually be true. There's acid rain going on, and there might be a chance of a war. Guys, stay safe out there, because I'm your co-host, JC.
And I am your...
Wicka, 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 wicka.
What was I saying? Oh, yeah, I'm your co-host, Tim. Well, and...
But are you now? It's been a long time since I fired you, and I'm kind of sick of seeing your face. That stupid beard.
What are we gonna fucking do about it, bitch?
Hey, I called your dad and he was like, yeah, your beard's stupid.
Yeah, he also said you're bad in bed.
Hey. Did he really say that?
Yeah, he did. He said, tell that motherfucker he sucks in a sack.
That fucking fag. Alright, guys, we're the glitches from our sick minds to yours. There might be aliens out there.
And don't get mad if even your boyfriend thinks you're gay.
You know what? Called your boyfriend last night and he said you're pretty gay.
I called your boyfriend. He said that you're a dick sucker. See, he said that you love licking on the pole.
You look like the kind of man that likes to choke yourself in a field of cows.
You look like the kind of man that downs a whole fucking popsicle stick in one go.
I bet you could slurp down syrup like a pro.
I never thought a man could eat a whole corn dog in one bite until I met you.
You know what?
Yeah, I do. And I know his friends.
It's fucking hurtful. I bet you don't know who the...
Yeah, I know who, too.
You know who the gingerbread man is?
Nope. Never heard of it.
Fag?
Oh.
Peace out, guys.